BBC News with Moira Alderson. There's been an angry reaction in the US state of Minnesota to the shooting dead of a 37-year-old woman by a federal immigration agent in the city of Minneapolis. The incident took place as the car she was in drove off while ICE agents were trying to stop it. President Trump said she had, as he put it, viciously run over an officer. But attempts to portray the shooting as an act of self-defense were dismissed curtly by the city's mayor, Jacob Frey.
We've dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis. They are not here to cause safety in this city. What they are doing is not to provide safety in America. What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people.
But Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said he was wrong.
I say that he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's very clear that this individual was harassing and impeding law enforcement operations. Our officer followed his training, did exactly what he's been taught to do in that situation, and took actions to defend himself and defend his fellow law enforcement officers.
The state governor, Tim Walz, has accused the Trump administration of using immigration policies to generate fear. Ukraine's energy ministry says Russian strikes have left the southeastern regions of Dnipropetrovsk and Zaporizhia almost entirely without power. Orlando Thiel has this report.
Russia continues to target Ukrainian energy infrastructure, with repeat bombardments having ever more serious impacts. Ukraine's energy minister said the latest strikes have forced critical services across the two regions to operate on reserve power. The mayor of the city of Dnipro said all hospitals had switched to generators, and local media said power cuts had halted the metro system. The blackouts also hit communications, with officials in Zaporizhia calling on residents to limit non-urgent use of mobile phones.
The United States military has seized two tankers linked to Venezuelan oil. A Russian-flagged vessel was boarded in the North Atlantic between Iceland and Britain. It had been evading the US Coast Guard for weeks since it was first spotted on its way to pick up oil from Venezuela. Meanwhile, President Trump has said that Venezuela has agreed to use the proceeds from the sale of its oil to buy only American-made goods. In a post on social media, Mr. Trump said such purchases would include US agricultural products, medicines and equipment to improve its energy facilities. Earlier, Venezuela's state-run oil company confirmed that it's negotiating the sale of crude oil to the United States. BBC News. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he'll be meeting Danish officials next week to discuss Greenland. He told reporters the meeting was at Denmark's request. Greenland's foreign minister said Greenland would also take part in the meeting since its government requested it. On Tuesday, the Trump administration had repeated its intention to take over the self-governing Danish territory and wouldn't rule out military force. Officials in Syria say more than 45,000 people have fled the city of Aleppo in recent days, following fierce fighting between Syrian government forces and Kurdish fighters. The government said most of those displaced were heading northwest to the enclave of Afrin, with humanitarian corridors in place to allow civilians to flee. Five forest guards have been killed in an attack on a national park office in southwest Nigeria. Officials said the attack in Oyo State was carried out by armed gangs or bandits. They're believed to have crossed from a neighbouring state where gangs have recently become more active. Such attacks are rare in southwest Nigeria. Scientists in Britain are warning that people who stop weight loss jabs can rapidly regain all the weight they've lost, four times faster than if people had lost it through dieting and exercising alone. Here's our health reporter, Jim Reid.
Researchers at the University of Oxford looked at clinical trials of different weight loss treatments involving 9,000 people. Patients given Wegovy and Mounjaro lost 15 kilograms on average, or just under 2.5 stone. But those who then stopped the medication put 10 kilograms back on over the next year and were projected to return to their original size within 18 months. That weight gain was four times faster than for those on a more conventional diet. The researchers say their work suggests some patients may need to stay on the treatment intermittently for life.
That's the latest BBC News.